From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A car bomb blast ripped through the main square in Turkey's capital Ankara Sunday, killing at least 34, wounding dozens of others. It is the second such attack in less than a month and comes 2 days after the U.S. Embassy issued a security warning asking civilians to avoid the area. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu convened an emergency security meeting amid suspicions this was the work of the outlawed Kurdish Workers' Party, or PKK, which has been fighting a 30-year insurgency for greater Kurdish autonomy. Greg Barton is a terrorism expert at Australia's Deakin University.
The government feels that it can reduce the threat by stepping up attacks in the southeast of Turkey. The reality is that the longer-term solution there will be negotiating, as they were doing in previous years.
A car bomb attack February 17th in the capital, claimed by Kurdish separatists, killed at least 29. Turkey was the target of a suicide bombing by the Islamic State last October that killed more than 100 people. Al-Qaeda's North African affiliate has claimed an attack by six heavily armed assailants on the Ivory Coast beach resort of Grand Bassam that killed 14 civilians and two soldiers Sunday. 22 others were wounded. President Alassane Ouattara said all the attackers were killed.
Ces attaques lâches des terroristes ne seront pas tolérées en Côte d'Ivoire.
The Ivorian leader said these cowardly attacks will not be tolerated. He praised security forces for bringing the attacks under control in 3 to 4 hours. Witnesses said the assailants wore hooded face masks and arrived on foot of the beach at one of the hotels, which was full of foreign expatriates. In recent months, Islamic jihadists have attacked luxury hotels in the capitals of neighboring Mali and Burkina Faso, killing dozens. This is VOA News.